Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from T-Ben, and here's what he has to say. Hello, Mr. Sandman. By now, most men would have noticed that TV shows, movies, ads, and magazines, and all forms of entertainment are promoting that white people, especially white women, procreate and build families with non-white partners. When a love scene involving a white woman and a non-white person appears on screen, it's always over the top, with loud music to symbolize the act being rebellious and going against traditionalism. Have you also noticed the TV ads, including white couples, will always portray the straight white male to be a bumbling idiot, who is led by a strong woman who says something snarky, putting the man down in a typical feminist prick way? Today's entertainment definitely has an agenda to have white people, especially white women, mixing with non-white partners, and to put white men down as being idiots, while blatantly showing the black man without his shirt on any chance they can to brainwash white women. This has led to the birth rates of whites decreasing and the rise of white women performing disgusting sexual lewd acts like twerking / ASMR and thinking it's normal. These same degenerate women go on social media and forum comment sections to demand men respect them for their disgusting choices, while at the same time saying, "Rabbits have lots of sex and we still think they're cute and pure. Let's treat women the same." I've also noticed the rise in national socialism movements around the world to promote strong Christian white values and to stop this degeneracy from targeting and brainwashing white women. I'd appreciate your thoughts on this, Mr. Sandman, and I'm curious if you or any other men have noticed this anti-white agenda being forced onto us through entertainment and media. Thank you for all your red pills and stay eternally strong, Mr. Sandman. Well, T-Vin, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. What are you trying to do? Get my channel thrown off of YouTube? Or possibly get a strike for sharing your comment here? First off, you're wrong about birth rates dropping only for Caucasians. The fertility rates for all races in the United States is well below replacement, in much the Western world. Please don't blame the Marxist agenda trying to make everyone mulatto because of it. It's because of wealth inequality. Too much dopamine from our phones and television shows, and bored people make babies and entertain people don't. Also, ASMR is not lewd, and twerking is done for attention these days because we're in an attention-based economy, and it's getting tougher and tougher to get eyeballs or ears onto what we have to say or show. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to crazy white nationalists losing their minds for my white baby's clown world show. If I was a black man dating a white woman in this climate, I'd have white nationalists to the left of me and swirling black women to the right, and there I'd be stuck in the middle with you, T-Vin. Most of those young national socialists that believe in the backwards Buddhist symbol are traditionalists that are out in the interwebs constantly shaming people to make babies, but a lot of them are in their early 20s, and odds are they're incels, and will never get a chance to make a baby. On the other side, the feminists are waiting for their 40th birthday before they try and phone home a cooch critter, as if time were a hockey goalie and it's 10 seconds till the end of the game, and they're trying to slip a wrist shot past him. Meanwhile, the goalie of time will just fire off a bunch of cats into their empty net on the other end of the rink. Those believers in the backwards Buddhist symbol are constantly complaining that there's some sort of conspiracy to make the white race go extinct. What they've failed to look at is fertility rates for all races, which are all well below replacement except for Africa on the whole, and even those will probably start falling in the next 20 or 30 years. Quite often they go crazy spouting out ideas about the fertility rate of a small group of people in a small Middle Eastern land that shall go unmentioned, having a fertility rate that's 1.5 times the replacement rate, without mentioning that the only reason they're doing so is because they're trying to have a higher rate than the other groups around them. As much as people think there's a conspiracy by some races to destroy others, the numbers are falling across the board. Sure, race mixing is now becoming socially acceptable. We've also seen the rise of the swirling sisterhood, which will probably attack me for making a video about white women stealing black men. People are paranoid. I say make whatever baby you want, but just make one. Because once the fertility rate numbers come out after the coup, it's going to be a disaster. but it doesn't really matter for a place like Canada, which let in 410,000 people in through immigration during 2021, which is a roughly 1% plus increase in the total population. The United States only brought in 500,000 legal immigrants during that same time period. To match Canada, would have to bring in four times that amount. Having mixed babies is not going to replenish the population. The West has decided that it's going to increase nominal GDP through greater population growth, and that means through immigration, more people needing cell phone plans, electricity, mortgages, food, and other things, and that makes the economy grow in general. But the quality of life in general for the people already there in the West, unless they already have real estate and tons of other assets, goes down. Then they get richer while poor immigrants are brought in to wipe the poop off their bottoms in nursing homes. Teve and I don't think the propaganda to get white females to make babies with black men is for them. I think it's more for the black men and minorities to show them that the Caucasian populations value them and want them. To show them their whites aren't racists. Meanwhile, the leftist Marxists are the ones making those TV shows and ads and they're the most racist. And they only say they want minorities around because they're virtue signaling. The people they criticize for being racist are actually the tolerant ones. But the leftists need to project that they're tolerant through virtue signaling in their film and television projects. Because they aren't that way. It's like that line from Star Trek The Next Generation, where Picard says that the worst people always cloak themselves in good deeds, so that they're difficult to spot and can deflect criticism. Teve and I, however, will agree with you that there is a clear anti-straight white male agenda going on. Today's sponsor, Dr. B. Real, in his book Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism, discusses this in length in his second volume in Chapter 3. I think the idea is that straight white males are supposed to be made to look incompetent and torn down by our society, so that other groups can be built up in their place and take over. Showing a white woman with competent black or Asian males is an attempt to attack the sexual marketplace value and competency of males from their own background. I don't discriminate based on race. I discriminate based on intelligence and creativity. I want smart, competent people around me in my life, non-morons. Unfortunately, I think the unfettered immigration thing in the West is just putting a band-aid over a bullet wound with regards to population decline. We're all heading for the extinction of all peoples in this human-sized mouse utopia experiment, except perhaps uncontacted tribes. Maybe that's what the aliens that contacted the kids in Zimbabwe back in the 90s were trying to warn us about, with regards to technology. 62 of those school children ranging from the ages of 5 to 12 and of mixed ethnic heritage were out playing in the playground during their break time, as their teachers had a school meeting indoors. The kids saw the aliens in a field behind the school, and we were actually warned about technology. Those kids would now be in their late 30s and early 40s. I think that they were being warned about social media and how technology would create a life that was good and no one would actually want to reproduce anymore. That was the danger of technology. The fact that these beings showed up to a mixed race of kids shows me that they aren't racist, the way that many of us are. To them, it's probably like trying to decide which is better, a red ant or a black ant. Teve, this is a touchy subject that I've stayed away from for a long while. And then I covered in two videos in the same month after I swore not to discuss this on my channel ever, because this is the sort of thing that gets people kicked off. The race-mixing utopians need to go down to Brazil and see just how well that experiment worked out for them. People segregate themselves into groups based on how light or dark their skin is. Of course, they're too stupid to realize that it's been tried before and failed. Multicultural countries and empires have been tried before too, with the Austro-Hungarian Empire being one. And eventually all the groups that were part of it broke away and took their own independence. If you're going to have kids, how about finding the smartest and most competent partner you can, regardless of their race? After all, there are high IQ people from every race and background. The solution is to elevate human intelligence, and then racism will go away. Because studies have shown that the smarter you are, the less likely you are to be violent. Those quick to violence are too stupid to think about the consequences of their actions. As I've said in previous videos, the left used to attract free thinkers, and they all left. Now they just attract those that hate freedom and refuse to think. The intelligent people have left the left because they see that it's trying to bring back socialism and Marxism, and that never works. But young people are naive and easily tricked into thinking that if they all have kids together and blend the races, then racism will be gone once and for all. If you want to fix it, then you should actually be looking at the quality of one's character and intelligence instead of the color of one's skin. I don't think there's much else I can say about this topic, so I want to end this video with something that someone posted in the comment section under my video called "Soy Society is Making Me Physically Ill." Here's what that person said, and I quote, The most terrifying force of death comes from the hands of men who wanted to be left alone. They try so very hard to mind their own business and provide for themselves and those they love. They resist every impulse to fight back, knowing the forced and permanent change of life that will come from it. They know that the moment they fight back, their lives as they've lived them are over. The moment the men who wanted to be left alone are forced to fight back, it's a form of suicide. They're literally killing off who they used to be. Which is why, when forced to take up violence, these men who wanted to be left alone fight with unholy vengeance against those who murdered their former lives. They fight with raw hate, and a drive that cannot be fathomed by those who are merely play-acting at politics and terror. True terror will arrive at these people's doors, and they will cry and scream and beg for mercy. But it'll fall on deaf ears of men who just wanted to be left alone. Unquote. That's credited to an unknown author, but it's relevant with regards to what the left is doing in the West right now. It's going to push people who just wanted a normal life with a wife from the same background, but are now being shamed to eventually rebel against the socialist system. Right now, people are just fleeing from socialist states within the United States. If the left tries to get power in every single state, people will eventually push back with that terrifying force of death. If, say, in Montana or Wyoming, people from California migrate and try and change the political makeup. As Sun Tzu said, never press your enemy too hard. As for debating which race babies should be on the demographic Titanic, that's like rearranging virtue signaling race cards on that deck. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Teevan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the lamestream leftist media wants young white women to bend over and get smashed by a BBC, and take his baby batter to prove they aren't racist. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the white nationalists, swirling sisterhood, and leftist retards far, far away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.